Are you sure you really want to know? It's a little weird talking about, but if you really want to know, well, like I told you, there have been eight guys before you, and are you sure you really want to know? Okay, yes, I have been with guys with bigger penises. Where do you fit in? Like, the ranking? That's a weird question. Well, okay, let me think. I guess, being honest, well, sorry, baby, but you're smaller than all of them. Yes, really. Yours is the smallest dick I've had sex with, but that should make you happy because it shows you how much I like you. And if it's any consolation, I think yours is the cutest. The smallest I've seen? Well, maybe. Probably. Okay, yes, definitely, but it does the job wonderfully. You really want the details? You're not gonna get mad hearing about the guys in my past? Okay, well, there was the first guy, the one in Ireland I told you about. I remember that his looked huge, but since I was a virgin, I didn't really know any better. Looking back, it was really maybe only 7, 7.5 inches, and it was a little on the skinny side, but thicker than yours. I hardly knew what to do with it, but, well, yeah, baby, yours is a little thin, but I like it. It fits in my ass perfectly. Are you sure you want me to go on? Wait. Is this turning you on? I see a bulge. This is turning you on, you dirty boy. Okay, then. Well, then there was John. We dated freshman year in college. He had a nice thick cock. It was probably closer to 8 inches, uncut. I could not get my hand all the way around it. It hurt the first few times, but I got used to it. But he was too plain and boring in the bedroom, just missionary and kind of an asshole outside the bedroom, so. Then the guy I met over the summer, he was, David. David was probably 7 inches, maybe a bit longer. His was weird, though. It curved really hard to the left. I remember it was really difficult to deep throat because of that curve. And the head also was this angry purple when it got hard. Though that was cute, but not as cute as your little guy, though. And David went home at the end of summer. Then was Nick. Without a doubt, the biggest was Nick. He was the TA I dated briefly, sophomore year. It was just plain huge. Like, as long as my forearm. Maybe must have been like 11 inches. The funny thing was, he was such a skinny guy, too. Kind of tall, but barely anything to him. I could not believe it was so big. And on such a thin guy, it made it look that much bigger. It was almost as thick as my wrist, too. First time I saw it, I was not sure it would fit, and honestly, it was tough to have sex, though. He was almost too big. I mean, it felt awesome. But it took time to get worked up for it, and I could only take it for a little while. I really liked blowing him, though. It was fun to have that big cock stretching my lips, popping in and out. Well, yeah, I mean, soft, he was longer and thicker than you are hard. It was almost ridiculous. He moved after that semester, though. Oh, wait, I almost forgot. There was Peter, he was the little guy. He was maybe 5'5", and his is probably about the same size as yours, what, 5 inches? Maybe even a teeny bit smaller then. No. If I think about it again, maybe not. He was certainly thicker. Maybe a touch longer. But I didn't really have sex with him. I just gave him a bunch of blowjobs. And once he kind of put it in, but he came so fast, it was hardly sex. He was kind of dumb and also too short for me. No, I mean in height. I like tall, big guys like you. Then I met Keith, and as you know, we dated for 6 years. His honestly was impressive. It was about the same size as that dildo, and that's how I knew that would fit. probably 9 inches, and a nice thickness. He fit me pretty well. He was always gentle and sweet, though. Really too gentle. I could never get him to play rough. I loved just sucking him off sometimes. It seemed like the head fit in my mouth perfectly. But he was really too big for anal. We tried a few times, but he didn't want to hurt me. Yeah, that's why when I first saw your dick, I thought it would be perfect for my ass. Because I knew the little thing would fit. Okay, well, next there was the one-night stand. He was Larry. He was maybe average size, I guess. 6, 6.5 inches. Not really thick, but not thin either. I didn't really get a great look. We just slept together the one time. It felt good, though. He was kind of rough and kinky. He choked me a little bit with his cock. I like that. You can only do that if you push as deep as you can in my mouth, so he was definitely longer than you. And thicker, too. And then there was Hiro, the Japanese guy I met on the internet. Hiro was pretty hung. No, no Asian stereotype there. He was maybe 8 inches, also uncut. He had a beautiful brown cock. And his cum was almost sweet. I think it was because he was a vegetarian. I liked the way he fucked me. Really hard and fast. And he lasted a good amount of time. But he hated giving oral, so that didn't last long. And then we come to you, baby. And your cute little cock. Well. Yes, your dick is smaller than the rest, but I like it anyway. This little dick can fuck as long as I need it to. Wow, would you look at that? Your little cock is rock hard after all that. Let me see it. Oh, it's so cute. Look at it dripping. You must really like to hear about how big other guys are compared to your little guy. Wait. Do you like to be teased for having a small penis? I read about that. That is kinky. I can do that. Okay, you know, I was a bit surprised when such a big guy like you had such a little dick. I thought it'd be bigger. I mean, you are like 6'3" and so strong, and I get your pants off and see this skinny little, maybe on a good day, 5-inch long penis. I thought, well, it must get bigger. But when I grabbed it, you were already hard. after all those big, thick, satisfying cocks I had in the past, I was even kind of disappointed by your thin, short little dick. Such a big guy, but such a little dick. Why don't you jerk that little thing for me, honey? I mean, you've gotten so turned on by hearing about all those big cocks in the past that fucked me. Maybe if I turn you on enough, that little cock of yours will get bigger. Come on. Jerk that little thing for me. Let me feel it. Aw. Even harder, it fits right in my hand. Such a cute little cock. Try and make it bigger for me. Such a big guy. Such a little dick. Such a big guy. Such a little dick. Are you gonna make that hard little dick come for me? Try and make it bigger for me. Aww. Try so hard. I wanna see it come. Oh, yeah. Make that skinny little cock come. Are you thinking about all those bigger cocks fucking me? Are you imagining them compared to your little dick? Think about those hard, long, stiff cocks next to your skinny little pencil dick. Think about how much those big cocks satisfied me, stretched me out, filled me up. And your little cock just slips in and out when you fuck me. Aww. Now make that little dick come for me. Oh, such a big guy. Such a little dick. Come on, baby. Come on. Come. Come. Wow. Look at all that cum. For such a little dick, that's a lot of cum. You must have been really turned on, you little. And I do mean little. Pervert.